It's Wednesday, December 6, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Microsoft enhances Copilot with GPT-4 Turbo and DALL-E 3, enhancing their AI-powered services. Generative AI, a double-edged sword for IT professionals. Cybersecurity leadership stalled. Tuberville's blockade leaves key positions unfilled amid rising threats. And an industry call to action. SaaS alerts and MSPs advocate for enhanced API security features. This is the business of tech. Looking to make your monitoring offering premium? A way to differentiate your capabilities? How about being able to see into your clients' IT rooms with thermal imaging with 768 monitoring points combined with ambient temperature and humidity? Live and recorded video with motion detection, offering better visibility than being there physically. Sentry from RF Code is the answer. Plug it in, scan the QR code, and you're done. Sentry helps you know about IT issues before your clients do. And listeners get 30% off your order of hardware and service with code MSPRadio on checkout. Visit rfcode.com/MSPRadio and ensure you're never asked why you didn't know again. Microsoft's Copilot service is receiving several new features, including support for OpenAI's GPT-4 Turbo model, an updated DALL-E 3 model for image creation, a code interpreter feature for accurate calculations and data analysis, and deep search functionality in Bing. These enhancements aim to improve Copilot's understanding of queries, image quality, code generation, and search results. I'll highlight a piece in Hacker News about Copilot's security. While security measures are in place, such as tenant isolation and training boundaries, organizations must ensure proper permissions, labels, and human review to prevent data breaches. Assessing and improving data security posture before implementing Copilot is recommended. Microsoft Copilot has reached general availability, making it ready for use in production environments. IBM and Meta have launched the AI Alliance, a collective of startups, organizations, and universities to advance AI innovation while ensuring safety, security, and diversity. The alliance includes over 50 members, including AMD, Dell, Hugging Face, Oracle, and Intel. The group plans to establish project standards and guidelines through a governing board and technical oversight committee. Notably absent from the alliance are Microsoft, OpenAI, Google, and Amazon Web Services. Perplexity AI has released its own AI large language models, PPLX-7B Online and PPLX-70B Online, which aim to provide helpful, factual, and up-to-date information. These LLMs differentiate themselves from other leading models by offering current knowledge and combining a web index with a conversational AI chatbot interface. Perplexity's models have been evaluated to perform better than OpenAI's GPT 3.5 and Meta's Llama 2 regarding freshness and factuality. The models are available through Perplexity's API with a subscription fee for access. Why do we care? So many options. Your value to your customers goes up as complexity does, particularly as organizations must proactively manage permissions and conduct through reviews to mitigate data risk risks. Model differences lead to product differences, and this is rich territory for advisory services. And the players themselves are looking to build frameworks that providers can leverage. All of this is why I continue to be excited for the AI space. A study by Ivanti reveals that 36% of IT workers are concerned about losing their jobs to generative AI tools in the next 5 years. Office workers are 6 times more likely to believe that generative AI benefits employers rather than employees. Enterprise leaders are more optimistic about AI, citing benefits such as automating tasks and increasing employee productivity. However, tech professionals express concerns about job security, stress, and the potential impact on their bottom line. According to research from Slack, UK workers are more enthusiastic about generative AI than their US counterparts, with 60% of UK workers believing there is a high or existential need to incorporate generative AI into their work. Only 44% of US workers feel the same. However, despite their enthusiasm, only 19% of UK employees have used AI tools at work, indicating concerns about accuracy and trust. The study also found that UK workers are less likely to report productivity boosts from those generative AI tools than their international counterparts. Why do we care? We're seeing divergences in capabilities, which shouldn't be surprising. Of key note is to consider your own teams. This disparity underscores a broader conversation in the tech industry about the impact of AI on employment. IT professionals' concerns about job security, stress, and financial implications reflect apprehension about AI's role in reshaping the job market, particularly in technical fields. So on one hand, we have competitive advantage by embracing the tools, and on the other hand, increased stress and security woes. Complex problems for the win. I wanted to highlight a bit of reporting from The Record. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has ended his blockade on military promotions, allowing the Senate to confirm most of the 450 nominees. However, the new chief of U.S. Cyber Command, the National Security Agency, and other nominees remain stuck due to various issues and holds placed by senators. Tuberville's blockade has caused a backlog of leadership moves at Cyber Command and the NSA. And from Axios, a wave of ransomware attacks targeting critical infrastructure is rising, affecting hospitals, water districts, and real estate services companies. The number of ransomware attacks against healthcare entities and schools has already surpassed last year's totals. While the federal government is investing in the ransomware fight, it will take time for the results to be seen. Frustration is growing as the impacts of ransomware become more severe, but progress is being made, with international law enforcement making key arrests and establishing new cybersecurity positions. Why do we care? I just want to highlight the impact of Tuberville's choices. His blockade resulted in zero policy impact at a time when cybersecurity needs continue to increase. SaaS Alerts has extended its protection beyond core SaaS business apps with the introduction of App Wizard. This update allows managed services providers to integrate SaaS Alerts with any SaaS business application with a viable API, strengthening customer cybersecurity postures. MSPs can now monitor and alert unauthorized actions in various SaaS applications, presenting a new revenue opportunity. However, the availability of viable APIs remains challenging, prompting SaaS Alerts to launch the I Want My SaaS Alerts campaign to encourage software developers to include security log data in their APIs. MSPs are urged to support this effort by signing the petition. Why do we care? An API-driven approach to application security for MSPs is a very big deal. The challenge lies in the availability of viable APIs and SaaS applications, particularly those that include security log data. This limitation is a critical hurdle in realizing the full potential of this product. Increasing collaboration between service providers, software developers, and users is needed to create a secure digital environment. Let me observe that regardless of being a SaaS Alerts customer or not, having this data available via API is necessary. I don't endorse products. I do present market conditions, and having this data via API should be table stakes for SaaS applications. Should. This year, so many good ideas were turned away from large events, and thus, RejectionCon was born. Every talk was rejected at some point, and these have been chosen for resurrection by you. This is the community hard at work. RejectionCon promises to showcase some of the best never-before-heard content in the MSP-verse. From household name speakers to incredible first-timers, get ready for an action-packed week full of collaboration, fun, discussion, and shenanigans. And every registration dollar is going to the Rural Tech Fund, a charity for student development. RejectionCon, December 12th through 14th. Visit rejectioncon.com and I'll see you there. MSP Radio is proud to be a sponsor. Thanks for listening. Today, National Gazpacho Day. It's also National Microwave Oven Day. And of course, gazpacho is served chilled. Want to take my class in January? Navigating Emerging Technologies for MSPs, and link is in the show notes. If you've got a comment or question or a thought on a story, put it in the comments if you're watching on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn to find me if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.